Hello friends, welcome back with chapter 9. Today we are going to learn or focus on sustainable and rural entrepreneurship. So what do you mean by sustainability? And how sustainability is changing the landscape of rural entrepreneurship? So we will focus on some aspects of sustainable practices. What are the sustainable practices? How sustainable practices will help the rural entrepreneurs or the farmers or the agripreneurs, how it is going to give them an edge, what are the ways and means to adopt, challenges and various government initiatives which actually helps the rural entrepreneurs to adopt or because it's not only about the practices, it's about the culture which you are embedding. It's about the practices through which you can also acquire new customers who are sustainable conscious. You can also encourage or you can also encash on the investments, which is there are some investors who are actually looking out for the entrepreneurship, who are focusing on sustainability. So with this, we will go ahead on sustainability and rural entrepreneurship programs. So just to give you an introduction on the sustainable development, what is sustainable development? Sustainable development ensures businesses grow while preserving natural resources. It also balances the economic viability and environmental protection and social equity. It is essential for rural entrepreneurs to reliant on natural resources. It promotes community well-being and long-term economic growth. It also encourages adaptation of eco-friendly practices in rural businesses. See, basically, when you talk about the sustainable development, it is being fair to nature. It is to preserve something and to avoid wastages. It is about balancing the economic viability also. It is about giving the end user a product which is used in the process of sustainable development also, on sustainability. Principles of sustainability: economic viability, environmental protection, social equity are some of the aspects of principles, some of the principles of sustainability. So I'll try to give you a perspective. To achieve steady growth using resources responsibly, efficient practice to reduce waste and operational cost is also one of the aspect of economic viability to achieve sustainability. What are environmental protection? It operates on minimal environmental harm. It doesn't harm environment, or even if it is hampering, it does it in a very sustained way. It also adapt eco-friendly technologies like renewable organic farming. It doesn't put the soils under threat, like the currently what kind of chemical which we are using or technology which we are using actually doing a lot of soil erosion. So if you are using proper product or proper ways or proper means, you are not only giving the consumers the organic product, but you are also intacting, or you are also keeping the organic farming and also protecting the soils also, the quality of the soil. Social equity: it promotes fair labor practices and community development. It supports marginalized groups and invest in education and healthcare initiatives. Economic viability of rural entrepreneurs: profitability to efficient resources and use alternative income streams. Example: ecotourism, which and value-added agricultural product. Reducing operational cost with renewable energy solutions. It strengthens financial resilience without depleting natural resources. It encourages innovation for sustainable growth in competitive markets. Environmental protection in business. Now, what do you mean by environmental protection? Environment protection is nothing. What the least which you can do is to not harm, right? So, or harm in a very minimal way to the natural ecosystem, okay, or by using the eco-friendly methods. Use sustainable agricultural methods like crop rotation, organic fertilizers, and water conservation techniques. Use renewable energy, adopt renewable energy to reduce carbon footprint and energy cost. Waste management, repurpose agricultural substitute and minimize pollution. It also promotes biodiversity and ecological balance. Social equity and rural business. What do you mean by social equity? It ensures benefit to extend local communities and employees. Fair trade practices with enhanced livelihood of the communities. Focus on education, healthcare, and equitable opportunities. It also strengthens community support and business sustainability. Socially responsible business foster long-term growth and reputation. Balancing economic, social, and environmental goals. Eco-friendly practices reduces cost and attract sustainability conscious customers. If you use the eco-friendly product, as I've told you in past, there are a lot of sustainability conscious customers who will actually use your product. Engaging communities to job creation and local investment as well. Sustainable resources ensures long-term productivity and ecosystem health. If your product is dependent on some ecosystem or nearly all the product and services are somewhere or the other are dependent on certain ecosystems. If you use a certain ecosystem practices, then the product, you will be able to ensure this product delivery for a long term. Innovations like biogas, solar power enhances the environmental and economic outcome. It builds reputation of the brand. If you are responsible and if you are ethical and if you are following ethical business practices, your reputation in the market is increases in the long term. Eco-friendly practices for profitability. Renewable energy sources reduces energy cost and environmental impact. Sustainable farming techniques lower dependence on chemical inputs. Value-added products caters to niche market, prioritizing sustainability. Investment in ecotourism boosts local economies. It enhances the efficiency and resource utilization in business environment as well. Community involvement and social responsibility. Hire local labor, support education and healthcare of the to enhance social well-being. Use of suppliers and collaborators from the communities for the community development project. Social responsibility build trust and customer loyalty. If you are socially responsible, if you believe in giving it back to the society, then definitely there would be some kind of loyalty base which increase. Now, you talk about certain brands like Adani or Reliance. I will not say anything. And you talk about some brands like ITC or Tata. Definitely, when you compare these brands, you will always have trust, okay, in one brands or the, from or you will have one you will trust one brand more than the other brand, or you will want to buy if both the brands are selling you the same product at a different price, so you will prefer paying more price of the customers if you have the money. Okay, if you don't have the money, obviously, then the economy, economy always wins, is something which I always tell to my students and to my community. Economy always wins. So if I have only 10 rupees, and if I have to feed my family within that 10 rupees, I will always see economy over sustainability. It is the fact, because sustainability is always comes with a price. You always have to give certain price at this point of time, because there is some kind of conscious effort which the provider or the ecosystem, okay, is charging. So people who are conscious or who can afford will always go for the brand. As I've told you, you will choose one of the brands, and if you say this brand, if you are if there is two products from different brands like Adani, Ambani, Adani, Reliance, Tata or ITC, you will always go for one brand, okay, which has a higher, which resonates higher on responsibility, social responsibility, sustainability and things like that. That's why most of the brands, they are very conscious on their social responsibility aspect, because customer loyalty is something which, and you have to spend really less on their ads, on their other campaigns, because your marketing, because these kind of emission are also funding your brand reputation and community to sustain community development. Sustainable resource management. Now, what do you mean by sustainable resource management? Any product which you are using it effectively, and you are reducing, and you are able to reduce the cost and the waste of the similar product, is mean sustainable resource management. Example, water conservation through rainwater harvesting and drip irrigation. Soil management practices like crop rotation, organic fertilizers, also recycling of waste into bioenergy or organic compost is also one of the areas. Encourages biodiversity and long-term land productivity is also one of the sustainable resource management. Renewable energy solutions. Solar energy powers operations and reduces reliance on diesel generators. Wind turbines provide electricity for rural homes and businesses. Bioenergy converts organic waste into cooking, heating and power resources. Hybrid energy system ensures reliable energy availability in rural areas. Sustainable energy practices lowers cost and environmental footprints and increase environmental footprints. Efficient use of water and soil resources. Now, drip irrigation, rainwater harvesting, crop rotation, recycling of waste and agriculture ensuring of resources which are available, which should be available for our future generations, are all ways and are efficient ways to use water and soil resources. Waste reduction and recycling. You should, as a part of any businesses, you should always, this is a thumb rule, that reducing of wastage is, you always say, right, money saved is money earned. If you save on waste reduction, or if you reduce the waste from your operation, you are definitely hitting, or you are definitely building, improving your bottom line. That's why I told you, that's why I have given you top line, bottom line, your profitability, so that whenever there is a point, I can always go back and tell you about the bottom line. So if you reduce waste, what are you doing? You are reducing your raw material input. And if you reduce your raw material input, you are making your product in a less money or in a less cost, which will actually affect or increase your bottom line. And recycling of the, even if there is, because you cannot ensure 100% of waste reduction, right? But even if you are generating any kind of waste, we need to ensure there is some kind of recycling which is happening, which will boost your productivity as well. So just some examples of waste reduction and recycling is repurpose agriculture residues for into bioenergy or organic fertilizers, reduce packaging waste, recycle materials in manufacturing, create new income streams, recycling, or if you are managing it, okay, you can create new income streams for your businesses also. They have discussed in past that there is a high need to see to it that you have created a lot of income streams as well. It promotes circular economy, it minimizes environmental impact as well, and it also encourages the resource efficiency and innovation in rural businesses. Sustainable forestry and land use. Selected logging and reforestation protects forest ecosystem. Agroforestry generates tree into agriculture practice for biodiversity. Sustainable land use planning enhances productivity and natural habitat. Certified forestry programs ensure responsible resource use. It balances economic gain with ecological preservation. Innovation for sustainability. Green technology like solar powered machinery, it reduces environmental impact. Innovation in eco-friendly packaging and organic product attract niche markets. Smart farming technology always optimizes water. It also optimizes energy and it reduces input cost. It encourages R&D to address local sustainability challenges. It drives business growth while meeting the global sustainability standards. Benefits of adopting sustainability. Economic growth through efficient resource utilization. Enhanced brand reputation and customer loyalty. Long-term productivity to sustainable land and resource use. Positive environmental and social impact in rural communities. It creates resilient business adaptable to global challenges. Social entrepreneurship in rural areas. Now these are some of the really great points which we are discussing here. These points, what do you mean by social entrepreneurs in rural areas? It combines entrepreneur's principle with the mission for social impact. They should have some kind of mission, okay, which will have some kind of impact socially. It tackles challenges like poverty, unemployment, and lack of basic services. It promotes community well-being and economic sustainability. It also fosters economic solutions which are tailored to rural needs. It encourages economic empowerment and marginalized groups. Defining social entrepreneurship. How do you define a social entrepreneur? Social entrepreneurs always aims for financial sustainability. And they also see some kind of change within the society. Focus on solving community challenges over profit maximization is their main objective. Bridging the service gaps like healthcare, education, and infrastructure is some of the major aspects of the social entrepreneurship. They create opportunity for women and marginalized community, which is very important. Look at Amul, or look at some of the leading brands, which are not only focusing on profit maximization. It is focusing on certain marginalized communities. It is focusing on certain groups. It is focusing on certain communities. It is focusing on certain gender, like women, elderly. It also ensures solutions that are culturally relevant and sustainable. Social entrepreneurship in rural context. Just to give you an idea, it addresses a unique social issues like geographic isolation or resource constraint. It aims to provide clean water or affordable healthcare, education access to all, or even the certain kind of services which is really essential for the rural community. It promotes economic equity through local resource utilization. It collaborates with community for tailored solution. It also enhances social and economic infrastructure in the underserved area of the rural community. Hybrid business model and social enterprise. It combines revenue generating activity with non-profit goals. For any activity or any enterprise to sustain, it needs profit. You have to pay salary, right? You have to manage for certain aspects. You need to pay rents. You need to pay for certain kind of activities. If a person is coming, they would need some kind of fans. They would need some kind of infrastructure to sustain. So the right enterprise, they always balance between the profit and the services, the non-profit goals, it always reinvests profit into community focus for community focused initiatives. Example, artisan product sales, funding local schools or education or healthcare for that matter. It balances financial sustainability with social mission. It encourages community participation development project. Some of the examples are Selco India, which provide affordable solar lighting to underserved households. It also empowers rural entrepreneurs to clean energy access. It reduces the reliance on kerosene and the traditional fuels, which are and other polluting energy sources. Barefoot College. This initiative was focused on women, to empowering rural women. It trains rural women, as a solar engineer, or maybe as in healthcare workers or educators or some kind of practitioners. It does very simple activities. It installs solar panels in the off-grid villages and provide electricity. It also promotes gender equality and creates income generating opportunity. It improves community education, healthcare and infrastructure. It also encourages women leadership in rural development. Amul is something which everyone knows, but just to give you a heads up, what Amul does, it just organizes focuses on small scale dairy farmers and into a collective. It provides fair pricing, market access and infrastructure support. It enables farmers to compete with national and international markets. It enhances rural incomes and reduces poverty. It fosters economic resilience through collective bargaining power. Bridges for Enterprise. This initiative was practiced or which was incorporated in Kenya, and focus was infrastructure development. Basically, the focus of this activity was to build bridges and to enable rural community to connect the rural communities to get the essential services. It also improved market access for the local communities, such as markets, schools and healthcare facilities. It also enhances safety and reduces travel times of the communities, specifically within the rainy seasons. It strengthens rural economies by enabling better connectivity. It promotes sustainable infrastructure solution in remote areas. Environmental sustainable in rural enterprise. Vital for businesses reliant on natural resources. It encourages eco-friendly practices to minimize environmental impact. It aligns with operations which focused on conservation goals for long-term success. It also promotes renewable energy and resource management. It supports biodiversity and sustainable community development. Eco-friendly practices in businesses. Now, what do you mean by eco-friendly practices in businesses? Eco-friendly practices in businesses means using the materials which are available within the community, like use of less concrete and use of some product like bamboo, hemp and recycled inputs. It actually reduces cost also, and it is very sustainable. It reduces waste by repurposing agricultural residues into biofertilizers. It lowers carbon footprint. It implements energy efficient systems or technologies in rural marketing, rural manufacturing. It fosters closed loop systems that enhances resource efficiency. Conservation and biodiversity in rural areas. It engages in reforestation and sustainable land use practices. It preserves biodiversity with crop rotation and diverse planting. It integrates livestock into farming and balanced ecosystem. It promotes ecotourism to support conservation and economic growth. It also protects endangered species through collaborative efforts. Water conservation for sustainability. Water conservation, as I've told you, is one, water remains one of the most important aspects of any living organization. Imagine you buy a house. It doesn't have a water. The house will have unlimited luxury access to unlimited luxury clubs and facilities, lift, everything. It doesn't have water. Will it have any value? The value will be zero. I don't think so. Any human kind can think about the existing without water. That's why water conservation remains at the center of all sustainability. You may be doing multiple sustainability, be it anything, but when you are talking about water conservation for sustainability, it becomes at the center of any sustainability practices. So some of the traditional methods or technologies to adopt the water conservation for sustainability is drip irrigation, rainwater harvesting technology. It also helps recycling grey water for agriculture and business use. So when you say grey water, it is the waste water which can be recycled, okay, to SPT plant, and you can use it for agriculture and business use also. Monitor water usage with smart technology to prevent wastage. Address drought risk with efficient water management systems. It also ensures resilience and productivity in water. Sustainable tourism and ecotourism. What do you mean by sustainable tourism? Sustainable tourism is just to minimize the impact while promoting local culture. Offer nature-based experience to educate and engage tourists. Restore natural habitat through community-driven initiative. Collaborate with conservation and organizations for biodiversity preservation. Generate sustainable income for rural communities is also one of the most important points, which I think will be very useful.